Hi, I'm Penny Mallory and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. These short podcasts are around 6 minutes of content, which I hope is easy to digest, but more importantly, easy for you to put into action today. So they're really designed to get you thinking differently and doing things differently so you can achieve the success that you desire. So this podcast is called The Pursuit of Happiness. It's an enormous subject and I've only got 6 minutes, so I can't comprehensively cover this, but I can give you my view on what I think happiness is and where you might find more of it. People have spent an eternity trying to understand and neatly package up and sell the idea of happiness, but what is happiness and how can we get more of it? Most of us spend a huge amount of our lives seeking more. More of everything, more joy, more success, more pride, contentment, more wealth, more friends. We want better health, to be slimmer, to be more beautiful, because we believe it will bring us more happiness. We always want more. We see everyone else posting their wonderful, perfect lives on social media, and we want what they've got. They look happier than me. The trouble is that the very wanting more positive stuff all the time is actually quite a negative experience for most of us. The more you pursue feeling better all the time, the more you highlight what you don't have and the less satisfied you feel. The slimmer you want to be, the more you reinforce how overweight you are. The more you want to be rich, the more poor and worthless you feel. So pursuing stuff you desire reinforces the fact that you lack it in the first place. And this is a perpetual loop that makes you feel less happy. Life is full of regrets, full of failures, losses, pain, hardship and suffering. No one ever lived a life without this stuff, to some degree. It's life. Life is painful and hard. It's meant to be. And you know, your problems will never stop. They will merely get exchanged or upgraded. So can happiness ever be a real thing that we seek and find? Is it waiting magically in a box for you around the corner? I don't believe it is. I think happiness is completely intangible, impossible to define or measure. It's also completely subjective, of course, and the stimulus we need to feel happy is also subjective. I mean, what makes me happy might not make you happy at all. If you see happiness as a problem to solve, then that would make happiness an activity, an action, and therefore that would make the seeking of happiness a constant work in progress, would it not? It's up to you, of course, to find out what makes you happy. You know it when you feel it. Don't ever rely on anyone else for your happiness and be mindful that achieving your goal will be a fantastic achievement, but it's possible it might not deliver the happiness you seek. Reaching a goal requires, more often than not, a struggle. Even happiness can require a struggle. It's easy to want the reward at the end, but not be interested in the struggle that it requires to get there. Our struggles determine our successes, though. Our problems lead us to our happiness. Don't forget, we simply upgrade or exchange our problems through life, along the way. So what are you willing to struggle for? If you want to lose weight, there may be a struggle of some kind that you have to endure to get there. Some people are more up for the struggle than others, and those are the ones that are going to lose more weight. Your problems will never disappear. Don't kid yourself that they will. They may change, but they will never disappear. The joy of life is how we cope with or manage our problems and successes. As human beings, we tend to take the path of least resistance, the comfortable route through life. But your most amazing results will happen when you move out of your comfort zone and into uncharted territory, because it's in these unmapped areas where you've never been that your amazing inner power lies, I believe. Because you've never pushed yourself there to find out what you're capable of, and I promise you, it's more than you thought possible. Ultimately, you are the only one who has the power to get you where you want to be. But be careful, you also have the power to prevent it. And always be careful what you wish for. So here is the big newsflash. You are the biggest obstacle in your life. You're the biggest obstacle you will ever face. It's yourself. Your happiness will not rest on some method you use to make money. Your lack of happiness is not due to a lack of tools or training or lack of knowledge. You can get all of those things, and most of the time you can get them for free. your biggest battle will be against yourself. Sticking it out long after you've had enough. Getting back up after you've fallen down, only to fall down again and fall down 8 times, but get up a 9th. You're the only person who will get the happiness you seek. You're the only person who will also get in the way. The biggest battle you'll face is yourself. The life you've lived up until this point, this moment, the thoughts you've had and all your experiences have created behaviour that could be blocking your path to your happiness, your success, or your goal. Your success will be down to your attitude and your state of mind. So I believe that lives, your life, is won and lost in your head. For more information about my keynotes, workshops and coaching, take a look at my website, pennymallory.co.uk or Instagram, mallory.penny.